This is Betty Thompson again in Battle Creek with some more oral history. I'd like to introduce Devere Powell, who is with the Army Nurse Corps, both in the States and overseas, and here she is to tell her story.
I joined the Army in April of 1943. I wanted to be a flight nurse, so I chose Truax Field, which was in Wisconsin, about 5 miles west of Madison. And I worked at the hospital. It was a station hospital. The post was a radio operators and mechanics school. In May and June of 1944, I did go to Bowman Field for flight nurse training. It was an 8 weeks course. Bowman Field was in Louisville, Kentucky, across town from Fort Knox. After the 8 weeks course was completed, I returned to Truax Field in Wisconsin and was there until April of 45, when I got orders to go to the Southwest Pacific. We left San Francisco the 5th of May in 1945. The troop ship that was just coming back from the South Pacific were in the San Francisco Bay, and they hollered over at us, "Don't go over there, you'll be sorry," or the Golden Gate in 48. And about 2 days out of port, Tokyo Rose told us that the USS General C.G. Morton, which was the ship that I was on, would never reach its port.
Oh, that made you feel really good.
Yes. But we joined a convoy and zigzagged across the Pacific, taking 30 days to arrive at our destination.
Now, this was May 45?
Mm-hmm. And we did stop in Hollandia, New Guinea, then went on to Manila, the Philippines, and then was transferred to our home base, which was on the island of Leyte in the Philippines. And from there we joined the 801st Air Evac Squad, which was composed of 25 nurses. We had 5 flight surgeons. Personnel.
Was there a group of you, or?
There were 6 of us that joined, and replacing 6 other nurses. And when we worked with a nurse and a corpsman as a team, and we had either seats or stretchers in the planes, and we flew around the Philippines transporting patients from the Philippine Islands to Manila. I made one trip to Biak, stopping at Biak, made one trip back to New Guinea.
These were casualties?
Yes.
From combat in the Philippines, right?
Mm-hmm. After VJ Day, we were had temporary duty at Clark Field on the island of Luzon, which is north of Manila. And we flew to Okinawa. The 5th Air Force had brought the prisoners of war that had spent 3 years in prison camp in Japan from Japan to Okinawa, and we would transport them from Okinawa back to Manila.
What shape were they in?
The ones that we carried were mostly ambulatory, very poor physical condition. They looked like walking skeletons. The ones that were not ambulatory had been put on hospital ships, but the ones that we transported were able to ambulate.
How did they react when they saw you?
Well, they were very happy. A lot of the fellows had Japanese souvenirs. I remember one soldier in particular said, "I didn't bring anything with me. I don't want to see any more of Japan. No souvenirs from there." He said, "I'd rather have your wings." We all wore flight wings. So I gave him my wings. I had another pair and was able to get more.
I'm sure that meant everything to him at that point.
That's it. I don't even remember his name now. When they started the point system after BJBF giving discharges, when the points got down to 60, I had 60 points. Because you got so many points for each year in service and so many for each year over, or each month overseas. So I came home and arrived in San Diego December 21st in 1945. We left Riverside, I believe it was, on Christmas Eve of that year. And I came to Fort Sheridan.
When you arrived in the States, where did you arrive?
What? San Diego.
What reception did you get? Did they...
No, this Red Cross was there with donuts and coffee.
Oh, they did.
Mostly for the GIs, but they did give the nurses.
They did, because I understand some of the returning nurses were more or less ignored while the GIs were being served.
Yeah, they get the most attention. And it was San Diego in December, one would have thought it was warm. But it was raining and cloudy, and coming from 110 degrees in the shade. It was never so cold in my life. First time in my life I think I had been cold.
Not what you expected in sunny California.
No. So I arrived at Fort Sheridan on about December 28th of 45 and got my discharge. And arrived home on December 31st.
Had we only known, our paths almost crossed. I got out of Fort Sheridan in December of 45 also.
So did I.
That's when I had my father not died while I was overseas, I probably would have signed up again to stay in, but I was anxious to get home.
And I'm sure your mother and family was most anxious to have you back safely in the U.S.
That was my overseas service.
Did you feel you were well treated or differently treated because you were a woman, or did you feel you got better treatment?
No, I think it was pretty much equal. We're treated very well, I think. The Corps of Engineers built our quarters. We had, compared to the ground force nurses, I think we had fairly elite quarters. We had four nurses housed to a tent, which was plywood mounted on barrels with corrugated sheet metal siding, and then we had the regular tent top to that.
Did you have cots or regular beds?
We had cots, folding cots.
You went in as a second lieutenant?
Yes.
Came out as?
First.
Did you have any close calls?
Just one. After having delivered our load of patients, we were on our way back from Manila to Clark Field, and the pilot put the landing gear down and the one wheel would not lock. So he decided to crash land rather than run out of gas, land that way. So we fastened our seat belts and landed, and of course when the wingtip hit the ground, but swung around, and I had my overnight bag sitting on the old army cot at the end of the plane. The overnight kit, because that Musette bag I used, flew across the end of the plane, and I hollered out, "Oh, my perfume." I had a big bottle of perfume wrapped up in my pajamas, and plane crew said afterwards, here we were afraid of the plane catching on fire, and here she hollers for her perfume.
She's worried about her perfume.
Well,
did it break?
No, but we didn't know how long we were going to have to be over there. It said 18 months, and you couldn't get the perfume over there.
Right. That was an important item, and especially if you were bathing out of a helmet. Like
that's right.
Some did.
I was treated very well, I think.
And you'd do it again?
Yes.
Not at this age.
No.
How many flights do you think you made?
I don't know. I think I still have my notebook in my old footlocker somewhere of the hours we logged. I'll have to dig it out someday and count them up.
Look it up and we'll make an addendum to this. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Something I forgot to ask Devere was what she has been doing since, but since I've known her for a long time, I'll fill this in. She worked for several local eye doctors for many years, and then bought a house and went out to the VA to finish her working career there, where she also worked in the eye clinic. And as of the end of 1983, has permanently retired, or at least from going to work every day. She very active in her church and does a lot of personal service for many people, has a sister who is ill, and she lives next door to Devere, so she has that responsibility in the summertime. Does many things probably unknown to most of us. That is, she does many things for people, does a lot of service, as is spelled out in our purpose, for needy and for friends, for church, for the mission, all sorts of good works.